Lo ira ra ki ata imadi. My name is Leah Feinberg from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek Peihe, Chapter 85. This perek is emblematic of Tehillim as a text with timeless relevance that can be understood and applied to a whole spectrum of historical realities and has particular relevance for our contemporary matzav. Many Mefarshim, among them Ibn Ezra and Malbim, associate this mizmor with the time period of Shivat Zion, the return of the Babylonian exiles to Eretz Yisrael to initiate the building of the Second Temple. Others suggest that this perek refers to our contemporary Galut and heralds the ultimate redemption. Radak offers an alternative that combines the two approaches. The perek opens with a description of the return of the Babylonian captivity and then transitions to a tefillah, asking Hashem to redeem us from this exile just as he did from the previous one. The perek can be divided into three sections. The first three psukim are a divinely inspired description of the historical reality, followed by a tefillah for Hashem's intervention and salvation, and concluding with Hashem's response to the tefillah, a promise of ultimate redemption. Lamnatzeach livnei Korach mizmor. Ratzita Hashem artzecha, shavta shvit Yaakov. Hashem, you have appeased your land and returned Yaakov from captivity. Again, particular relevance for our time. The return from captivity, which is being described here, is Shvit Yaakov. It's an incomplete return, explains Malbim. We don't use the term Yisrael, which implies the nation at its greatest strength, but Yaakov, a weaker form, which implies that something is lacking, something is missing, and we're asking Hashem to please complete the safe return of all of those captives. Nasata avonamecha kisita kol chatatam sela. You have forgiven your people's sins, pardoned all their wrongs. Again, this is incomplete, says the Malbim, and while we are grateful for that forgiveness which has been granted, we plead with Hashem for complete kapara, for complete atonement. Asafta kol evratecha heshivota mecharon apecha. You have withdrawn some of your anger, let go of some of your burning rage, but we ask now, as we transition to the tefillah portion of the mizmor, Shuvenu Elokei Yishenu, v'hafer ka'ascha me'amenu, imanu, sorry. Return with us, Hashem, God of our salvation, and bring to an end your anger. Hale'olam te'enaf banu, timshoch abcha ledor vador. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your rage continue from generation to generation? And we ask Hashem, please take away this anger that we have been feeling so profoundly and for so long. It seems as though it's going on forever. And Radak explains this is one of the reasons why he thinks the Mizmor does not apply to Galut Bavel, which was a finite period of time, a much shorter period of time of 70 years, rather to our Galut, which is going on for a long time. And certainly we today are feeling this very much. Hale'olam te'enaf banu, is this going to continue forever? It's been going on for so long. But it's interesting because I think we do see here the application to different generations, where there was a time when 70 years seemed like a short period of time. Today, even 7 days seems like a very long period of time. We're so used to living in a world with immediate results that when we don't get results immediately and we're told that a war may go on for weeks or months, that seems like forever. And we say, Hale olam te'enaf banu, really, Hashem? Does it have to go on for so long? Halo ata tashuv techayenu, ve'amcha yismechuvach. Surely you will return us to life and your people will rejoice in you. Har'enu Hashem chasdecha, v'yesh acha titen lanu. Show us your great kindness and your salvation. And here we ask Hashem for a salvation based on chesed, the kindness, the mercy of Hashem, not necessarily because of our deeds or anything we did, but from chesed. And Hashem responds, Eshme'a ma yidaber hakel Hashem ki yidaber shalom elamo. We want to listen to Hashem. We hear Hashem's response. We want him to speak peacefully with us. Ve'el chasidav, ve'al yashuvu l'chisla, and to his pious ones, and may the nation not revert to foolish ways. We have seen such change fall upon our nation in these past couple of weeks, complete reversal of where we were before the Chagim, Baruch Hashem, we have come to a place of chesed, of love, an outpouring of care one for another. May we not revert to our foolish ways. At which point, Ach karov li re'av yish'o. The redemption is near for those who fear him. Lishkon kavod ba'artzenu, and Hashem will rest tremendous glory. The greatness of Hashem will be apparent in our land. Chesed ve'emet nifgashu. There will be a meeting of both chesed and emet. Emet is by the true objective standard. Do we deserve ge'ulah? Because of the great outpouring of chesed, because emet me eretz titzmach, the truth will burst forth from the land. Malbim explains, Radak, kshayiyu osim ba'aret ha'ma'asim ha'tovim, when we do good deeds in the land, yihye nishkaf aleihem tzedek mishamayim. Hashem will respond with justice tempered with mercy, with great chesed, and the redemption will come. Gam Hashem yiten hatov. Hashem will give us good. Ve'artzenu titen yivulah. The land will give forth its produce. Tzedek lefanav yahalech. Again, justice tempered with mercy will set the path for Hashem. Ve'asem lederech pe'amav. And it will echo in the footsteps of his children as Hashem brings about the ultimate redemption. May our tefillot and learning be a zechut for the neshamot of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines.